This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So sadly, when somebody dies in the news, and if they did have some sort of a political role, their death gets politicized. So when I hear that somebody died, you'll see headlines like anti-vaxxer radio host died, person who claimed they would never get the COVID vaccine dies of COVID. Actually, we've seen people. You'll see headlines of people who have died of COVID, and the headline is, this person claimed they would never get the vaccine. Did they really claim that? Or if they did claim it, I know a lot of people that got the vaccine said, I'm not going to get it originally. And, you know, so sadly, when the media kind of comes in and kind of takes apart the story, it very sadly, you know, degrades the memory of their death. Now, we've had three radio hosts, and many of the headlines have circled around the idea that these three radio hosts were anti-vax, and all three have died of the COVID vaccine. So the media has reported the death of Mark Bernier, 65 years old, who did talk radio in Daytona, WNDB. I believe there was also Dick Farrell. He was a Florida conservative radio host. He's been said to have criticized the COVID vaccine. And then Phil Valentine, a conservative radio host, he had, quote, questioned the necessity of vaccines. They say he died from the virus. Now, I, as a radio host, I know a lot of radio hosts, and I see them at the meetings and all that. Phil was a really nice guy. He and his brother, prayers to he and his family during this difficult time. I've never listened to any of these three hosts. So I don't really know how quote-unquote anti-vax, unquote, that they were. I don't know what their necessarily their approach was. I hear people all the time say Fox News is anti-vaccine, Fox News is anti-vaccine. I've listened to Sean Hannity. I've listened to Gutfeld. I've listened to everybody, Brett Baer, Brian Kilmeade, they all recommend getting the vaccine. So I want the media to be very, very careful. And again, I don't listen. I didn't listen to these gentlemen's shows. May they all rest in peace. So I can't say if they were anti-vax or not. But I worry that a lot of the headlines are going to try to sully their memory by saying, you see, they were anti-vaccine. You see, they were anti-vaccine. If they were. If they were anti-vaccine and they said, guys, this is stupid, this is a hoax, this is whatever, it is very, it's just, it's devastating that they died anyway, but, you know, it is devastating. And I know many people on the other side are trying to say, you see, those of you that listen to that, you're being misinformed. And so we in the media do have to be very, very careful because we have following. I don't know how many millions, thousands, tens, if there's just one person listening. I don't know who listens to my show. I mean, some of you guys have reached out. Thank you. But in terms of on a daily basis, I don't know how many people listen. So me as a doctor, I really take the role very, very seriously because I don't want to give any misinformation. And I also don't want to push any sort of political narrative. I'm a doctor. You guys want to know what my microbiology background says or my immunology background says or any sort of virology. I said virology. I mean, any of my background, you want to know what I believe. Pharmacology, depending on what the medications could do. But, whether these guys were quote-unquote anti-vax or not, I really hope that the media actually listened, or, you know, just because somebody might be conservative, that doesn't necessarily mean they were anti-vaccine. If all three of them did not get the vaccine, that could be a story. Unvaccinated radio hosts came down with the virus. But to, you know, like I said, to kind of say, you see, you being anti-vaccine, I think it's just very, very poor form, especially in the media, and you don't want to sully a person's death or memory. That being said, the critical COVID vaccine movement is taking a turn. I think many people originally, when the vaccine came out, and I know because I spoke to many of you, you said, hell no, I'm not going to get the vaccine. You know, I haven't really seen COVID affect many. I maybe had a cold at the most, people would say. And so many, many people originally, when the vaccine came out, saying, I'm not going to get the vaccine. The majority of those people that told me they weren't going to get the vaccine all got it. So is somebody going to grab that soundbite that they made and say, you see, they were anti-vaccine? So, you know, I think a lot of Americans initially were like, I want to wait. But then you do have a COVID vaccine critical movement. And the COVID vaccine critical movement are those that are critical thinkers about the vaccine. So we have a lot of news coming out in terms of what we need to do with boosters and the waning immunity of the vaccines and mandates. And so we have although everybody wants to say you're anti-vax or not, you're either with us or against us, there's a bunch of us here that support the vaccine but are a little bit critical about some of the ways these vaccines are being weaponized and being used. I guess there was an Australian some father was getting arrested in the park with his kid because he wasn't wearing a mask. Now, in Australia, I realize they want to, you know, they can do their own thing. That's Australia. You know, America, we do our thing. But, you know, when we in America see that people are losing their jobs, I think at Duke University, you get sacked if you don't get the vaccine as an employer. I might support the vaccine and think the vaccine is a huge adjunct to the COVID fight, but I'm not going to support firing somebody by not wanting to inject something into their body. And so the critical vaccine movement is one that isn't so much anti-vaxxer. It's, can we slow down and think about things a little bit more before you start to, you know, mandate things for people that, you know, what happens then when there's a booster? I think people are going to get themselves in trouble with these mandates and these measures when we have to then start figuring out what we're doing with boosters and waning immunity. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, ADHD and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tuning in 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I have always had an issue with school. I've done well with school. I've got straight A's. I think I had like a 4.3 in high school or 4.5 GPA because with honors and AP classes, they allowed you to go above the 4.0. I took AP classes. I got a 1450 on my SAT. So, mind you, the school system worked for me until I had to retain the information. And it would last in my brain no longer than it took for it to go into my brain. And I might have aced my tests. I might have been a super student, got scholarships, made it work for me, but I don't remember anything. And I'm frustrated by that because as my kids went through algebra and geometry and trig and calculus 1, calculus 2, now calculus 3, I can't help them to the degree because I studied for the test, I learned what I needed to for the test, I applied what I needed to, and then I never used it again. So I realized when I was younger that a test was just something that they threw at you, that you had to hit and reach for that milestone to go on to the next one. Well, then I go into medical school. And in medical school, you can't just study for the test to forget about it. You do. You end up learning all the anatomy. You end up learning all the pathways, the neurological pathways. You end up learning all the medications and all that. But the truth of the matter is when you're in medicine, whatever you frequently work with, whatever you frequently apply, that's what you're going to remember. So students would say, you know, Dr. Dahlia, talk to me about the Krebs cycle and what happens with the ATP. I'm like, I learned the Krebs cycle 3 times in my past. I studied it. I aced the biochem test on the Krebs cycle, but I'm sorry, I don't remember anything about it. And that's not cool. That's not cool. So I really do think that we do things a little wrong when it comes to our education because all the focus is on that test. There's so much focus on that test that you almost don't care about anything else. One thing that kills me is students saying, is this going to be on the test? Okay. I said that exact same thing in high school. Mind you, I went to 12 schools. So I got to see this in 12 different schools. And I even said the same thing. Look, you're telling us something. Is this going to be on the test? No. Okay, good. I could blank out. No, if you have a teacher standing there telling you something, that's education. Who gives a damn if it's going to be on the test? But the way schools do it, it's all about the test. When I taught medical school, I made sure to teach. I've taught students for decades now. I teach students about the practical part of medicine. They're not being tested on that. But I'm like, look, if I could teach you anything, and if you could remember any of this, and I know you can't because you're studying for your boards and your shelves, but, man, okay, don't do this. Remember this. Remember the story I told you. Because these are the things you're going to see later in life. So, interestingly, a headline has been made out of China where 6 and 7 year old children are not going to get written exams. And some people are like, I don't care. The only thing I want to hear coming out of China is how they're going to stop COVID. But I'm interested in that. They say they're trying to relieve pressure on parents and students in a highly competitive education system. They say students used to be required to take exams from first year of primary school up until university entrance exam at age 18. But the education ministry said the pressure is harming the physical and mental health of pupils. In a statement, the ministry said exams are a necessary part of school education. Some schools have problems like excessive exams that cause excessive burden on students. This must be corrected. The rules also limit the number of tests and exams a school could set per term. They say first and second grades of elementary school will not need to take paper-based exams. For other grades, the school can organize a final exam every semester. Midterm exams are allowed for junior high. Localities are not allowed to organize regional or inter-school exams for all grades of primary school. So that's according to the Ministry of Education. So the one thing that I learned when I taught, and mind you, I taught Sunday school, I've taught students of all ages. The one thing that I notice is ideal is the one-on-one, show me that you know and understand the task. Show me that you learned the concept. And then you're done. And I check you off. You're good. The one-on-one or the practicals, I think, are huge. Now, they're not the most liked. People don't like that. I'm much better, you know, in terms of written exams. I don't really have stage fright. But some people could have stage fright. Some people could have anxiety or whatever. But you need to know that somebody knows how to do the task. It makes no sense in medicine to do a written test on how to do a surgery. All right, you're taking out a gallbladder today. Show me that you can do it. Do it. Now, you're putting together this patient case. I'm not going to have you do a written test. Put it together. Explain to me what you're doing. And I'm going to tell you if you're doing it right. So I notice with kids, the reason why we have exams is because teachers are overwhelmed. there's too many kids in a classroom. And as a parent, as a doctor, as an educator, I'm telling you right now, all these kids are different. But we give them one test. We give them the same test, and then we expect them to be able to be stratified based on their ability by that one test. One of the reasons why there's many issues with these standardized tests is there's many different demographics that find that some of these tests could be biased towards one demographic. If it's written by that demographic, if that's how they learned, that it sadly they might not do as well as the demographic from which the test was created. So people are different. They learn different. And I remember my brother and sister getting in trouble in school and getting in trouble by my parents because they weren't getting the same grades I did. And I knew that my brother and sister were way smarter than me. I just knew how to take a test. I had the test thing down. I figure out the teacher. I figure out what the teacher is about. I figure out what they're going to test us on, and it's a game. Now, that doesn't mean I'm smart. It doesn't mean I retain the information. I'm going to tell you right now, my brother and sister have much more mental smarts and savvy than I do. But I got through school, and I got the A's on the test because I could figure out the test. So that's a problem. And so a big issue we're having right now is kids are failing their tests. In America, we don't have kids, passing their standardized tests. Well, maybe we shouldn't test them with a standardized test. I mean, if somebody doesn't know how to do a math question, a math problem, and they got through all those years, they're going to struggle years later. Before they leave the second grade, before they leave the fourth grade, have them prove to you that they could do it. And if they don't do well on one test, offer a different type of test. And I know people say, Dr. Dahlia, schools are overwhelmed. There's too many kids. There's too many teachers. Well, what is our goal in education? Is our goal in education just to pump these kids through? Or is our goal for these kids to learn? So when you're browbeating and whipping these kids into, you got to take the test, you got to do the test, you got to do well on the test, and you got to be like everybody else. As you see, especially in America, jobs aren't all the same. You need the thinkers. You need the critical thinkers. You need the mathematicians. You need the scientists. You need the engineers. And forcing people to take a test and comparing them to other people across the United States could really limit somebody who's very, very good for that job. Some of the smartest people I know were not college educated. I was the first one in my family to get a college degree. Why? Because we came from a family that was poor. They had to work. They had to support others. And they were smart. Yet, again, it was all about the test. It was all about the opportunity. So, personally, I think school really needs to change where your ability with a math test or a math problem should be more individualized. All right, let's see you do this. And then you get rid of the cheating. People cheat. I know people cheat. There's boxes. There's abacaba, right, where if you have multiple choice, you just do abacaba, abacaba, you guess. The students guessing on the test so they could get a passing grade does nothing for their education. So if you want to know that kids understand that vocabulary, they have to do tasks. And those tasks have to include the vocabulary. But I really do think, and I'm not saying we follow China, okay? There's a lot of things that I think China does that we all would disagree with and we don't agree with in America. But when you have a class of 35 students, the teacher's overwhelmed, the classes are overcrowded, and you're expecting them to all take the same test and all do well, and you don't care that some of these kids are missing basic questions, we're really not educating our kids. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The National Hurricane Center is saying folks in Mississippi, Alabama, and the western Florida panhandle should be on alert for the threat of heavy rainfall and flash flooding as Tropical Storm Ida makes its way east. Regarding the damage in New Orleans, Republican Senator from Louisiana Bill Cassidy joins Fox News and says damage is everywhere, including at hospitals.
There are reports of evacuations from two hospitals down near the coast, which had their roofs blown off. Another hospital, which had a portion of its generator go out, so they had to move patients, bagging them, if you will. It means they're not on mechanical ventilation. They're just having a nurse push the bag.
More than 122,000 people have been evacuated from Afghanistan as the withdrawal winds down. That includes more than 5,000 Americans. This is USA Radio News. Good news, at least for now, regarding the average price of regular gasoline as the prices dropped for the first time in 9 months.
The national average dropped 2 cents to $3.23. It's the first time since mid-November that this has occurred.
Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg of the Lundberg Survey Group telling USA Radio News the reason why gas has declined.
Gasoline demand was already weak and weakening further with the end of the summer driving season and because of sustained high prices. But crude oil prices dropped substantially in the first of the past 2 weeks.
Former President George W. Bush is going to visit the Flight 93 Memorial in Shanksville, Pennsylvania on the 20th anniversary of the September 11th attacks. Bush is set to deliver keynote remarks to commemorate the lives lost. Bush was president at the time of the terrorist attacks. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we speak a lot about the real estate market, especially as many people are working from home these days, so they don't necessarily have to live in the fancy, expensive neighborhoods. But when you look at the hurricanes, when you look at the fires, when you look at the politics, it just blows my mind how dynamic the landscape is and how to predict where some of the big moves with real estate are going to go. So joining us next is a real estate expert, Sydney Potter, joining us next to kind of talk about some of the uncertainty and where we should go in terms of real estate. Sydney, thank you so much for joining us.
Dr. DeLea, thank you for your time. Appreciate it.
Oh, my gosh. No, no. Thank you. All right. So you've been in the industry since the 90s, early 90s. And so you understand a lot of the ins and outs. Talk to us about what you're seeing.
What I'm seeing in turn, and what other experts are seeing on the residential side, obviously there's a substantial amount of appreciation if you happen to be a homeowner from coast to coast and everything in between, for the most part. The bad side of that is if you and that's being an owner. The bad side is if you happen to be a renter, it's not a great time because there's probably a good chance out of the 43 million renters in the United States of America, half are hurting or half have eligibility towards the rent eviction memorandum. And we just saw our moratorium, we just saw that the Supreme Court did not renew that effort last Thursday on the 26th. So you've got a lot of question marks, uncertainty out in the market from coast to coast and everything in between. Well, we might see an avalanche of evictions, sadly. But it's a very varied market in terms of the residential and commercial side. So it just depends what part of that you focus on, actually.
So a lot of people that are buying properties and buying rental properties, they've been asking what sort of money have the tenants had. If tenants were receiving benefits all these months, and understandably so, nobody wanted them evicted, it would have been a huge public health crisis. Is it a misconception that tenants have no money? That, you know, did they save up the additional benefits? And if they hadn't paid rent all these months, are they a promising tenant? Should landlords open? Should landlords be more accepting of a person who saved money all these months not paying rent? Or should a landlord be fearful that that person might not pay rent again?
Sure. Let me answer those questions. And there is misconception even at the highest legal levels. One of the reasons why the, in fact, it was the Alabama Association of Realtors that put the complaint in front of the Supreme Court, is that they contended essentially exactly that you had $46 billion worth of aid money for rent waivers. And the problem is that at least their argument was that there's no need to extend the moratorium because there's a plentiful money out there. Unfortunately, about a fifth of that, a tenth of that, about $4.6 billion, has been distributed. And one of the problems, almost like voter registration, states' rights, every state does a little bit different, is that some of that money flows directly to the landlords, okay, where they put it on account to say that such and such tenant is no longer in arrears. And some of that money goes directly to the actual tenant. Unfortunately, some tenants are unscrupulous people, and you've got maybe $1,000, $2,000, $13,000, $14,000, $15,000 worth of rent abatement going directly to some of the tenants who just after that take off. And then you have unscrupulous landlords who may get the money in arrears paid up front, and then they're charging late fees, which puts that in the eviction cycle, 30-day quit or pay cycle again. So there's lots of variability there. You know, ideally, in an ideal, perfect world, there would be, like, uniform voter registration laws. There would be uniform distribution of money, uniform income calculations. Different counties, municipalities, and states have different qualifications in order to get the actual rent abatement. So you're seeing unevenness, and that's why there's such a tragic situation that you're going to have these evicted tenants who are going to be forced to either live on the street or likely live with other relatives, couch surf, but you're going to have a homogenization of intergenerational households between the very elderly, which are most susceptible to the COVID, as you mentioned, and to the very young. So it's
absolutely
too promising. Yeah.
Absolutely. So who are buying homes and where?
Typically anyone with a little bit of, or a medium amount of cash, I suppose, and if we're talking about small investors, mom and pop, and there's a lot of rich mom and pop investors out there that own 20 units or less, but those with a decent FICO score that are immune to the excesses of the economy right now in terms of being frontline workers and are being out of work. This is almost a pent-up demand. I think that, that's one of the reasons why you see such an uptick in pricing. this pent-up demand in order to do something with that reserve money. Those that are, were able to move from offices to remote locations and actually make a decent wage or living are finding that it pays now to buy some investment properties. You can leverage in there with as little as 15%. This is not your daddy's real estate market where you have to have 20 to 35% in the 70s, 80s, or 90s. There's actually a lot of lenders that will accommodate those investment needs.
Mm-hmm. We're speaking to Sydney Potter on the real estate market, both residential and then commercial. A lot of small retail stores got hit. They're being overrun and outcompeted by Amazon. What's going to happen to the commercial real estate market?
There's a burgeoning market that's come about in the last 10 years. You can trace this pedigree to the dot-com bust of 2001. It's called the digital real estate sector. Your typical real estate sectors are multifamily, retail, industrial. You also have digital real estate sectors. And because of those mom-and-pop businesses, those inline retail shops, in particular, the restaurants are going out of business. Many people, many consumers buy their needs online. That's when the tilt-up warehouse concrete warehousing comes into effect, i.e. digital real estate sectors, where those are doing gangbusters for commercial real estate brokers because not only are they building additional square footage and warehousing, they're also leasing it out on demand. On the flip side of that is the retail sector. The commercial real estate brokers are finding very difficult times to re-tenant those vacant dark spots because, you know, we just saw in America we don't need as many restaurants as we thought we did. With all our residual income, is it really that important to eat out? And that's a whole job sector within itself. Those are driving the prices down to resale sectors, and the pricing really makes it a great buy opportunity if you have the opportunity to buy, let's say, a three-tenant strip center, let's say a 7-Eleven, gas station, and a dry cleaners. If you can leverage into that, you're probably going to get a better-than-ideal rate on that because you might have a vacancy or two in there.
Mm-hmm. Good rates now, yeah. In the final minute, tell us about your book.
Well, we're talking about commercial real estate. This is the third of three books. I started with the flip, 2011, about buying and selling tract homes between Las Vegas, Phoenix, and Southern California. And in between that was The Essayist, almost like a Jack Koryak on the road, where I took 5 years, 2011 to 16, and wrote about working in operation centers. And the third installment is a broker. That tracks my time as a up-and-coming commercial real estate broker where I was nominated for Rookie of the Year, and that was with Marcus & Millichap, which is really nice. The preeminent commercial real estate brokerage of the country. Kind of like a Glenn Ross, but on a much larger scale. That was a movie that Al Pacino, Jack Lemmon, Kevin Spacey, just beautiful. And it really talks, it's more of a self autobiographical account of what you experience in the real estate brokerage world in the late 90s, early 2000s.
And they can find them on Amazon?
Oh, absolutely. You drop the name Sydney Potter or D. Sydney Potter Amazon, you'll come across those links, books, and reviews. I think you'll like it.
Sounds good. Well, thank you so much. We're grateful you came on. Thank you so much, and good luck.
Continued success as well. Good luck. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay, whale, whale, whale. Oh, no, whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Another storm has developed in the mid-Atlantic. I believe they're calling it Tropical Storm Kate. We do not believe Kate is going to, go anywhere near the U.S. They think it's going to come across come to the Mid-Atlantic, and then go straight north. So we don't believe it's going to hit the U.S. We'll keep you posted on that. But we are in a very, very active hurricane season, sadly, and we'll keep you guys posted on what happens. Currently, right now, with Hurricane Ida, there are thousands of people without power in Louisiana. Flooding damage is still being assessed. Currently, one death, and we are waiting for crews to be able to make it out there. Sadly, the Louisiana governor warns that the Hurricane Ida death toll will go up considerably as, you know, the night passed and it came to Louisiana as a Hurricane 4, went through Louisiana as a Hurricane 2. We're starting to see a lot of the destruction. And so we're seeing obliterated homes. There's apparently alligator-infested waters. Just in the Big Easy alone, 144,000 people without power. Apparently Category 4 hurricane flooded much of Jefferson Parish, overpowering the levee flood defenses, which were supposedly strengthened during Hurricane Katrina 16 years ago. And by the way, it was almost to the date of Hurricane Katrina last in 16 years ago. So Ida is starting to make its way northeast through the week. It is going to weaken by the time it gets to New England, but still there's going to be tons of rain, especially since many locals, you know, are still kind of recovering from Storm Henry. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. So North Korea, we thought North Korea was quiet. North Korea is kind of laying low. North Korea is like, oh, you know what, we're just going to sit here and, you know, watch everything play out with China and the U.S. and Afghanistan. Well, we're being told that North Korea has restarted a nuclear reactor, widely believed to be capable of producing weapons-grade plutonium. This is according to a report from the Global Nuclear Watchdog released Sunday called International Atomic Energy Agency. Now, they had first spotted activity at the 5-megawatt Yongbyon plant north of the capital, Pyongyang, back in 2018. In recent weeks, they've seen new signs of activity. So they say since early July 2021, there have been indications, including the discharge of cooling water, consistent with the operation, according to the report, which is issued annually and released Sunday. It added that the country's nuclear activities continue to be a cause for serious concerns. Scientific reports and independent analysis have said Yongbyon is capable of producing multiple kilograms of weapons-grade plutonium in a year. Now, Kim Jong-un, North Korea's leader, has been vocal about his nuclear ambitions. He said in January that he would seek completely new nuclear capabilities aimed at attaining the goal of modernization of the nuclear force. Last year, he spoke of developing a new strategic weapon. Now, I understand there was kind of an impasse, is that the right word for it, between him and Trump, where they're like, you know what, you don't mess with us, we don't mess with you, stand down. I don't know if he was still planning and working this whole time, but now I think he feels that he's not going to have much of resistance from, especially throughout COVID, and from America counterparts. So according to the report, there's been 5 North Korean nuclear tests since 2006, most recently in 2017, when the UN Security Council demanded that the country immediately abandon its nuclear program in a complete, verifiable, and irreversible manner. Inspectors have not had access to North Korea since 2009 and have had to rely on commercial satellite imagery to make their assessments. This is coming from the new IAEA report. Well, obviously, Kim Jong-un is not following the Security Council's instruction. At a 2019 summit in Vietnam, then-President Donald Trump offered to dismantle Yongbyon in exchange for relief from a range of international sanctions over nuclear weapons and ballistic missile programs. So Trump said he rejected the deal because Yongbyon, this according to NBC News, was only one part of their North Korea program and was not enough of a concession. Now, President Joe Biden's administration had said it has contacted North Korea to offer talks, but Pyongyang said it would not negotiate without change in policy by the U.S. According to Joshua Pollack, a researcher at James Martin Center for Nonproliferation Studies, told Reuters there have been no agreement governing these facilities for a long time now. So, I personally believe that we are looking at a Kim Jong-un that is just licking his chops for an opportunity to start to become more dominant as China's dealing with COVID and China's going to be dealing with the Beijing Olympics and Afghanistan is obviously putting a lot of the world's attention on the Middle East. I think North Korea might want to continue to do what they want to do. We have not made any inclination of de-escalating our troops in the South Korea area. We have about 28,500. He's probably hoping that we remove troops there like we did from Afghanistan, but I don't see that happening anytime soon. So in June, the IAEA flagged indications for possible reprocessing work at Yongbyong to separate plutonium from spent reactor fuel that could be used in nuclear weapons. They say the agency, during the duration of that apparent work from mid-February to early July, suggested a full batch of spent fuel was handled, in contrast to the shorter time needed for waste treatment or maintenance. They said there was also indications of mining and concentration activities at a uranium mine and plant at Pyongsang, and activity at a suspected covert enrichment facility. So, according to NBC News, they say it's a safe bet that North Korea intends any newly separated plutonium for weapons. And I guess Kim has given a long list of advanced weapons under development, including nuclear bombs. So North Korea, no doubt, as well as Iran, as well as many of these countries, they want to have nuclear capability. Remember, the purpose of these countries is to be nationalistic, to, you know, protect themselves, protect their leaders, protect their interests, and North Korea wants to be a world power. Trust me. It's been very hard to be a world power when you have, you know, the U.S., when you have China, when you have Japan, when you have... But if everybody's weakened, right, because of either politics or, you know, trying to be politically correct or trying to, you know, threaten, well, you know, military has to be court-martialed if they don't get the vaccine... You can bet other countries are going to, that have a much different regime and much different rule, are going to take advantage. And so I do get a little nervous because we don't look that strong right now. I mean, we have a very, very highly publicized presidency as, you know, the internet and as, you know, Twitter and as, although I don't really think Biden tweets a lot. Biden doesn't tweet a lot like Trump did. But, you know, we have a very, I mean, every move, every like hunched over or gaffe or misspeak is caught on camera. And Biden doesn't look that strong. He doesn't, not to mention his actions. You know, it doesn't matter what you say or how you look or what you, but, you do a foreign policy cluster like you do in Afghanistan, it makes us sadly look weak. And so even if we do get everybody out and all that, we're distracted. We have a huge distraction right now. And so I worry about what our enemies are doing. I also don't know how you ask a country to stop doing nuclear capabilities. I understand other countries can kind of pull together. They could use the UN, NATO, try to, you know, force sanctions, things like that. But I really think if a company wants to be a world power, they're going to find a way to do it. So keep an eye on North Korea. It's 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Tejibo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.